When is a deadline not a deadline? Northern Ireland politicians are set to be given more time to reach a deal to restore a power-sharing executive at Stormont. The Secretary of State, James Brokenshire, had set May as the deadline, but it is now thought to be the end of June. Is this a fair move to get things sorted in Westminster and then focus on Northern Ireland? Or perhaps you've had your fill of the lot of them. That number again, 030 30 80 55 55. On the line, commentators David McCann and Alex Kane. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny. Morning, David.
Morning, Alex.
David, we'll start off with you. Is this simply kicking the can down the street and hoping that something then happens as a result?
I think so. I mean, ultimately, the problem I have with the deadline that he set, I mean, there are two real issues with it. One, he has set the deadline for roughly June 18th, which is in the mouth of the marching season, which is going to be, depending on the summer that we have, could be incredibly difficult for the parties to actually get together. And also, it really leaves kind of hostage to fortune the outcome of the election on June 8th. If the DUP have a bad election, if Sinn Féin potentially don't make gains, if maybe the SDLP don't have a good election, or the UUP, you really are leaving it as a hostage to fortune. And also, 10 days in between polling day and June 18th doesn't actually leave a lot of time to get things together. So ultimately, I see two real problems with the deadline. And also, this is now roughly about the third time, I think, that James Brokenshire has actually moved a deadline.
We're losing count now, David.
Yeah. I mean, this is roughly the third time now. So lots of parties will ultimately go, well, OK, if he's moved it to June 18th, why not go to August? Why not September? I think realistically, we probably will not see an executive back this side of the summer. We'll probably see a renewed push probably in September time, with potentially maybe some parties, if they have a good election on June 8th, pushing for a fresh assembly poll in September or October.
Alex, could this actually be the right move in that they sort out what's happening in Westminster, the general election, get that out of the way, and then they can focus on Northern Ireland and what's happening here more?
Well, I think it's useful in one sense, because the minute Brokenshire or the Prime Minister announced the election, I think everyone knew that was it. Whatever they were saying about what the talks and so on, we knew at that moment the talks had stopped. But it is worth bearing in mind, I've observed these going back to the 97 process, that, you know, while all the election is ongoing, Vinny, below the radar, people will be talking, papers will be exchanged between the various parties. On some issues, they actually have resolution. They've worked it, they're happy enough. And some issues they're working on, that will continue. They will continue to do that. And David's right, at the end of this election, if Sinn Féin had a particularly good election, they might go, well, right, we still want our second assembly election. If, on the other hand, the unionists, the DUP, if there was any sign of rallying around unionism, Arlene Foster might suddenly go, well, bring on a second, you know, a third assembly election. So, yeah, all those have to be factored in. But don't think for a moment that the talks in a smaller, gentler, less formal way have stopped. They haven't. The talks are still ongoing.
I know, but we hear this, Alex, that the talks are continuing. Initially, the deadline was 3 weeks, and if that was possible ever, then what are they still talking about? Is it ever going to happen?
No, it's not. Well, here's the reality of this. And I mean, you and I have talked about this before, Vinny.
Yes.
These are two parties, two communities. Elizabeth, particularly the DUP and Sinn Féin, and each will blame the other. You can say what you like, oh, it's your fault. It doesn't matter. The reality we have to face is that we're now talking about 19 years of this. These are two communities, two parties, who find it, for whatever reason, extraordinarily difficult to sustain a durable, stable, consensual agreement, a form of power sharing that they're both continually happy with. So the fact that we've had it from 2007 to the end of last year doesn't mean anything, because each of those was punctuated by crisis, by standoffs, by edge of the...
Yeah, but surely, though, Alex, we have to give some credit for the fact that it was there and it was functional to some extent.
No, I don't think we do. I actually think, fine, right at the beginning of the process, yes, you should have given them press. We're talking about two decades later, but you can't constantly come out with this nonsense, oh, it's better than it used to be. We do want to be dragged back. These guys, they go into elections knowing what the consequence of election is. You form a government. It's mandatory. They don't have to love each other. They don't have to like each other. They have to form a government. And the anger people have at the moment, there's nobody in Northern Ireland saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? With all these people, it's lions and lambs and loving each other. They know that's not the reality. They just want a government that actually makes a decision.
Well, David McCann, would you rule out an assembly election completely at this point?
No, because I still think an assembly election... I never thought they would do an assembly election on the same day as the general election, for various reasons, two different electoral systems. So I never thought that was a goer. But you can't really rule out, because you, ultimately the two governments, and I suppose you would could argue, well, they would say that, wouldn't they, are still saying no return to direct rule. So where does that leave you? Well, if things aren't done by June 18th, that pretty much rules out July and August as a time to get something done. You're in September. So I would say if there is going to be an assembly election, you're probably looking at maybe September, October. And again, going back to what Alex was saying, I mean, he is right that talks are continuing in the background and there is some agreement on some issues. However, maybe the DUP and Sinn Féin obviously may want a ratification of some sort from the public for whatever potential agreement they may come to.
What do you reckon, Alex? Would you agree with David there in terms of the potential for that assembly election later on this year?
I'm going to make a prediction, Vinny.
Go for it, because I'll call it. If you get it wrong, Alex, we will have to highlight that.
I know you'll have me back. It's always the danger of making predictions, but it's going to be this.
Predict away.
I'm going to predict away. If we get, my own instinct remains that we will get, there will be a deal. I don't think it'll be a particularly good deal, but we'll get a deal to avoid a third election. But I will make this prediction. If we get a third election, there will be no deal afterwards, and we will have a long period of direct rule. Because if they cannot do this before a third election, as sure as hell is not going to be done after a third election. I'm not saying this is, I hate that phrase, window of opportunity. I'm simply saying if they cannot agree and are forced into an election, I cannot conceive of any circumstance in which they come back after that election and go, oh, forget about all of that. Yeah, we've got the deal.
Everything's fine now.
I think another difficulty that may come out of this election is on June 8th, the DUP's influence at Westminster is likely going to completely disappear. Because Theresa May, if the polls are right, is set to come back with a thumping majority. Now, that's going to create difficulties for Sinn Féin too, because you're going to have a British government there that is going to be incredibly powerful. And if the majority is big enough, we may have to have the Tories in for up to a 10-year period.
So priorities, what you're saying, the Northern Ireland priority for them is just slipping further and further down that list?
It is. I mean, Theresa May has framed this election. I mean, all of the British government's civil service mindset space is geared towards getting a successful deal with the European Union from September. Once the German elections get out of the way, the European Union is going to be engaged in those negotiations. And then see, once that happens, kind of the oxygen gets sucked away from Northern Ireland. So in a way, Alex is right.
Okay.
There is a window here to do this.
Well, going back to
September, the British are going to be engaged with the European Union, not us.
Okay, well, going back to what you're both saying in that there the talks that are continuing here, there are some agreements, there maybe is some progress. So in what? Where do you see that, David McCann?
I think in terms of, I mean, okay, I know people were slightly cynical about this, but I think there has been some movement, obviously, on the DUP in the direction of Irish language. I read Nelson McCausland in the newsletter last week talking about the need for something like a Culture Act, Arlene Foster engaging with Irish language groups. Now, that could come to nothing, but ultimately that is a slight change in tone from what we've heard. So we may see some movement towards some form of compromise on that.
Alex Kane, what about other issues like equality, gay marriage, etc.?
Well, do you know something? In terms of equality and gay marriage, I don't know how you deal with that. But the biggest, the most important thing Sinn Féin, or sorry, the DUP could do in that, and I think it would be an extraordinary thing for them to do. And some of their own members, when you talk to the maybe not the highest ranking ones in the Assembly, but the ones will take, it's actually to say, Vinny, go to the freedom of conscience. Simply say to people, look, we will not make any effort to get a petition of concern because, okay, the 28 DUP, there's certainly two Ulster unions they could probably, and even Jim Allison might get in there and POC. If they actually said, we're not going to do that, if they actually came to some agreement in the present talks on how the petition of concern is defined, because there's no definition. Petition of concern, basically, Vinny, is if 30 members sign something, the Speaker just goes, that's fine. It can be any issue at all. If they actually nail that down...
But to be fair, Alex, when parties then take stances and say, well, you can, as a party member, you can decide on your conscience what you feel like you should go for, then they get nailed because it seems like it's a bit leaderless in that there's not a specific rule for that party. So if you're voting for that party, you don't really know how they will go on some issues that you might feel are very important, like equal marriage.
But that's perfectly normal in a democracy. Even 200,000 people or 220,000 people voted for the DUP on March the 2nd. You're not telling me that every single one of those 200,000 people shares exactly the same view on everything.
I have no idea.
No, look, that's why we have these conscience issues.
It's simply because parties accept
that
you cannot reflect the whole of the demography of your vote. It's impossible. You're simply saying, we will differ, let's agree to differ in that, but on the big stuff like the Constitution and so on, we stand united. It's easy enough to do, honestly.
Okay, David McCann, what some people will be thinking this morning is, well, there you go, there's another 2 months of pay, money for nothing, guaranteed for another 8 weeks.
Well, look, I mean, I know there is frustration out there, and I know, but essentially this is what the public kind of voted for, really, on March 2nd.
Did they really?
They voted for
an extended limbo, for more talks and not really a specific outcome. I don't know if you could have predicted beforehand that this is what would have happened.
I think this is exactly what people... I mean, once Sinn Féin swept the board in the way that they did, and the DUP came back with... I mean, don't forget, the SDLP and UUP framed their election as, oh, we need parties that want to work together, and ultimately that was ultimately rejected by the electorate. And I think that the key thing here is that, as Alex has pointed out, we have been here before. We have had prolonged periods of direct rule for 5 years and sometimes 30 years, and I hope that doesn't happen this time. But, however, I think the problem with the last administration, and Alex, for 10 years has been waxing lyrical about it, is that a lot of people thought in Northern Ireland that the last administrations weren't actually doing that much for them. Don't forget, Sinn Féin halted their decline and halted their slide by bringing that to an end and by using language like no return to the status quo. Remember, Vinny, a lot of people, and we had 10% more people turning out in March, let's not forget, came out because they felt that the current institutions were not working for them. And if you're not invested in the institutions of the public, you have no interest in really bringing them back anytime soon.